This is a class in doing your daily practice, and I thought tonight we would just go through a real daily practice. We'll go through all the steps that you do in a normal daily practice. And then next Monday night, I think, is instruction about taking refuge and about taking lifetime vows of lay people. And, right? Yeah. So you're welcome to come to that, even if you don't intend to take any vows and even if you don't intend to take refuge. But you might want to know what it's about and how it works. These are very basic ceremonies for entering the Buddhist path. And they're kind of cool. And you're welcome to come and listen about them, and you don't have to take them. The following week after that, there'll be a ceremony for actually taking them. I discourage people from taking them until they know what they are. You know, there are 12 commitments you make when you take refuge, and then there are 5 more commitments that you take when you take your lifetime layman's vows. So I encourage you, if you have any idea or if you've ever taken refuge and you didn't know that you took refuge or stuff like that, you can find out, you know, the correct teaching for it next Monday. And then the following Monday, if you like, you can take them, take those vows. If you already have lifetimes, layman's vows or refuge vows, you cannot take them again because they are for life and you don't lose them, in your life. You can't take them twice. It's like monk's vows. You only take them once, you know. But you're very welcome to come to the ceremony and listen and sort of mentally recommit yourself to them. And you're welcome to come next Monday and find out about the vows. But if you've had them from a qualified person, you have them forever, for this lifetime until the day you die. So, you know, you actually can't formally take them again, but you're welcome to come and be there and in your mind recommit to that idea, okay? It's not like bodhisattva vows or higher vows, okay? So today I just wanted to go through a normal meditation that you would do in the morning and take you through each of the steps. We talked about some of the preliminaries, and I thought we should try to do one whole session. So first thing is to clean your room, which you already did. Leon did it for us. Second is to set up the altar, which it's set up, okay? And then you do a prostration, which you already did. And then you get into your correct posture. So, back straight. Half lotus would be, which is the only normal thing, I think, reasonable thing to try, is your right ankle on top of your left thigh, okay? And your left leg should be under there. If it's not comfortable, just do whatever's comfortable, okay? The main goal of meditation is to be comfortable so you can park your body and take your mind where you want to go with your mind. So we don't care if you look official or not. That's not the point. It should be very, very comfortable, something you can maintain for the next half hour or so. Okay. Two shoulders should be level. Head should be straight like that, not down and not up. I notice some people, the longer they meditate, the lower the head gets, okay? Just straight like that. And then lips should be very relaxed, especially around the edges here, around the corner of your mouth. And you should breathe through your nose. And the eyes, you can either close them or keep them slightly open. Okay? If you keep them open, then focus them downwards. And don't focus them on anything, but just turn them downwards and keep them loosely focused so that you don't focus on anything. Right? And the whole idea, as I saw Winston explain in this famous Polish TV movie, the Polish national TV came and made interviews with all the students, and Winston did a really nice job on explaining the meditation. The idea, and it helped me when I heard him explain it, the idea is to remove yourself from your senses. Okay, the idea will be that you want to go inside and try to remove yourself from all contact with your senses. So it doesn't matter whether you keep your eyes open or closed, you're not supposed to be looking through them, okay? And And like that, your mind will catch sounds and sights, but don't follow it. Let it go and come back to your mind. Pretend your eyes are blindfolded and your ears are plugged and your nose is plugged and your mouth is plugged, okay? Just pretend that you have to be inside now, okay? And every time you become aware of the outside, then forget it and go back in, inside, okay? We're going to go carefully through the preliminaries, which are very, very important for good meditation. And then we'll go into a very basic meditation called Tonglen. It's basic and it's very profound, very important meditation, okay? And we still do it after 20 years in the monastery. After you finish your Geshe, you're still doing Tonglen as probably the most important meditation that we do, okay? Left hand down first, right hand on top of it, okay? Thumbs touching like that. If it's not comfortable for you, let them down like that, okay? And I find that I can meditate better if I keep my elbows away from my body. It keeps my back straighter and like that. Everybody's body is different, okay? Your body may be different from everybody else's. And try to find something that's comfortable for you. Okay. If you think it's going to be warm, it's good to take, if you're wearing a sweater or a shirt over, it's good to take it off. I take it off, actually, okay? And don't be shy about it. It's much better to meditate well than to worry about how you look to somebody, okay? It's very important when you meditate that you imagine that there's nobody else in the room. The first step is to count your breaths up to 10. Okay, some books say 21, but 10 is normal. And you watch the breath going out and coming in. When I say watch the breath, it means try to keep your mind on the feel of the air as it goes through your nose, especially in the front of the nose. So as the air hits your nose and you feel the air touching the inside of your nose, keep your mind there. Don't let your mind wander from that. One out breath, and then one out breath counts as one breath, okay? So one out breath and one in breath counts as one breath. And then try to get to 10 without being distracted in a major way to something else, okay? That's, if you lose count, you have to start over again, right? So we'll do breathing meditation for about 3-4 minutes, and then I'll guide you through the preliminaries, and then we'll start the meditation. But so get yourself in a really comfortable position. And out of courtesy to your neighbors, try not to move after that. Okay. We'll have a fidgeting break in about 7 or 8 minutes, 10 minutes, okay? That's in the meditation schedule there. Okay. But try not to move after you take your position. Nothing. Totally still. Okay, start watching your breath. Next, we take refuge in your mind. Refuge, briefly, is the idea that you will try to follow this practice. You'll try to learn to meditate every day. And it's because of the suffering of this life that no matter what good thing comes to you, you have to lose it. If you meet someone, you have to lose them. If you get some kind of job, you have to lose that. Whatever health you have or beauty or good looks you have to lose. You have to lose your ears, your eyes, all your senses. You have to lose everyone around you. And the idea is that through meditation, you could maybe affect that or you could change that. So taking refuge means doing this meditation to change those things, especially for other people. So think about that for a few minutes. Next part is to think of all the trouble that people around you are having and to decide that you'll try to practice this kind of meditation and path to help them. Dedicate to them. Next part of the meditation is to imagine that there's a beautiful meditation seat in front of you and that some holy being comes to meditate with you. And you can make them any way that you find comfortable, but the holiest being that you can imagine, like a true angel or a very, very beautiful enlightened being, is coming to meditate with you. Focus on that. And then in your mind, bow down to them. Think about what they have that you would like to have. They don't have to die. Their body is made of light. And their mind is totally different from our minds. Their minds are pure, clean, happy. They're constantly thinking about other people. And bow down to them for that and pray that you could have a mind like that and a body like that. Try as hard as you can to picture a truly enlightened being physically and mentally. Then make them some offering in your mind. Flower, make a beautiful flower. Or you can imagine the ocean or the moon, the sky. And then we try to purify our minds before meditation and try to think of the most negative thing you did today or you thought or you said to someone else. And try very hard to be honest with yourself and identify something negative you did and clean it from your mind. Decide that you try not to do those things again. Then think of something that you're doing well, especially with your spiritual life. And we're talking about your spiritual life as far as other people. Are you becoming more kind? Did you say something good to someone today? Did you hold your anger when someone irritated you? Are you becoming more honest? And then take pleasure in something you did today like that. Take some kind of joy about that. Think of something you did well today, controlling your own mind, making it more pure. And be happy about it. Now ask the lamas for teachings. Ask for formal teachings like classes or books. And also ask for the secret kinds of teachings that we get all day long from other people. Many of them may be like angels or enlightened beings, and all day long people around us are trying to help us improve. Sometimes the lessons are beautiful and positive, and sometimes the lessons are hard and negative, but in any case, they help us develop, and try to pray for that kind of teachings to come to you, either the formal teachings or the almost secret ones that come to everybody during the day from all sorts of strange people. Like from your children, if you have children. And lastly, pray that the lamas stay close to you. Sometimes they change forms or may seem like different kinds of people or different people, but pray that they always stay close to you and that lamas are always around you, helping you, influencing you. If we are near really good people, really holy people, then automatically we start to go up, rise, and then if we're not around them, it's very hard even to maintain what we have. That's the end of the preliminaries, and that's the good, proper warm-up for a good meditation. And this is also the fidgeting break place. So, fidget. And then in about 2 minutes, we'll start again. Okay. Sorry? It's just mental. You're not feeling the body. Mental. Thought. Your mind doesn't have a location in the body. Nobody should be still. You should fidget, okay? Later you have to be still and not fidget. If it hurts you to stay cross-legged, just stretch your legs out, okay? It doesn't matter. The point is to be comfortable. The point is to leave your body. Okay, we'll start again. Now we'll start the actual meditation. And start by watching your breath again, okay? Watching your breath means glue your mind to the opening of your nose, the two nostrils, and feel the air as it comes by that opening. Focus your mind on that. Every time the mind goes away, bring it back to that point, okay? Every time you start thinking about something else, bring it back. We'll do that for a few minutes, and then I'll guide you in a meditation. Try not to move, okay? It'll distract the people around you. Don't try to affect your breath. Don't try to hold your breath. Or just try to breathe long, quiet, smooth breathing. We're going to do a basic Donglen meditation, and this is a practice where you take away pain from other people and you give them happiness with your breath, using your breath. It's very powerful. And normally we begin by using ourselves. So for a month or so, you can practice first on yourself. It's like they asked me to give insulin injections to this old man where I used to live near my monastery, and they made me practice on an orange first. And first you practice on yourself, and then later you do it to other people. So first you have to visualize a situation that's going to happen tomorrow, something tomorrow. If you're doing this meditation in the morning, you try to visualize the whole day, and you try to pick a situation that you're anticipating that might give you some trouble. Like if you're trying to practice Dharma and you have a problem with a certain emotion like jealousy or something, then try to visualize a situation that might give you jealousy. If you have a problem with anger, then try to visualize or anticipate a situation with someone that you're supposed to meet that day that might give you anger. It's like role-playing or something. So visualize a situation like that and imagine that you are sitting near yourself. So the person meditating, which is you now, is sitting in a room, and that other person, which is you tomorrow or that evening, is in that room. And the future you can't see the present you, but the present you is sitting right next to them. And watch them start to get into some difficult situation with someone. So try to visualize it very clearly. It should be a specific address, specific room, specific chair, specific person. And you might have some kind of a problem with them. And visualize that very clearly, as if you were in the room sitting next to the person, but they can't see you. Now imagine all the emotions they have, the anger or the jealousy. See it in their heart, in their chest, like a small black ball of something ugly black thing like tar or something, small like a marble. And imagine it in their chest. We're going to take it out of them. But first you have to imagine it. All those negative things they're feeling. This is the future you. They're starting to get angry, they're starting to get jealous of somebody. Imagine all that negative energy, all take it all the way from all the parts of their body and focus it, concentrate it in their chest, in the middle of their chest, about it, inside, a few inches down. Now we're going to take that emotion out of them. And then suddenly it will leave them. And they'll be sitting there and they'll have this wave of happiness. And they won't know why. But that bad emotion, the anger or the jealousy, suddenly it will just disappear. And we're going to take it away from them. And concentrate on your breath again. And each time you take a breath in, see that blackness coming towards you, coming into your nose, okay? Starting to come down, okay? So take about 10 breaths and take that blackness out of them. It comes up through their throat like smoke and leaves to their nose and then crosses across the room and then comes into your nose. Take about 10 breaths and draw that anger out of them or that bad emotion out of them. You feel them getting happier and happier because they're free of that emotion. When all that black is in your chest, you sucked it all out of them. Then see a bright burst of light, like a white light, and see all that blackness gone, completely gone. So see a bright burst of light in your chest, and the light spreads throughout your body like honey, and the blackness is all gone, and you destroyed it. And feel the relief from their side also. Now, on your out-breath, send the light out like white light and bathe them with it, like the white light goes out on your breath and that light travels across the room like a big cloud of honey. And just imagine covering them with wave after wave of white light. And instead of being upset or angry or jealous, they start to feel more and more happy, more and more pure, more and more calm. And peaceful, and some kind of contentment. And keep covering them with that. Every time you breathe out, think there's more light going on to them. And cover them with it. And feel the good feeling they have, the peaceful feeling. Now imagine them just sitting there peacefully, happy, contented. And suddenly all those negative feelings are gone from their mind, and they don't really know why, but they, right in front of the person that upsets them, or right in front of the thing that makes them angry, they feel very happy, very contented. They don't need that, those bad things anymore, and they feel happy. And still your breath is covering them in white light. Now imagine that that light goes out throughout the city, and it leaks into all kinds of apartments and rooms and offices, and shines under the doors, through the keyholes, makes people happy. Every time you breathe out, more light. Reaches to the subways and the stores and the cars. Then that person meditating in front of you, that holy being, turn them into light and bring them into your heart. And feel the light in your heart. Okay, relax, and we'll do a short prayer. And this prayer is to dedicate. We did a very good karma tonight, and just to have thoughts like that is very rare for a person, and even a fantasy like that. So it's a holy thing. It's a good karma. And the prayer we're going to do now, it's to dedicate that good karma, that we could really be able to do those things sometime. And that's a very, very important meditation that they teach us in the monastery. It's probably the most important meditation, and we should try it sometimes in the morning. Okay.
Shri Sanam yeshe ne chum,